Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root, the Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the root's on fire. Welcome to the show. Wayne Allen Root is with you, raw and unfiltered, on USA Radio Network. First of all, we have to say condolences to Diamond and Silk. Diamond is gone. She died, according to what President Trump said. I assume it's true. She had a heart attack. Her heart was so big it gave out, he said. Her precious heart, her big and precious heart, just plain gave out. So we say condolences and our prayers to Diamond and Silk and to Diamond's loss, or I should say Silk's loss, because Diamond is gone. And I pray she's in heaven now. And I pray that... That we all, I'm not sure what I want to say at this point. There's nothing else to say. We send our condolences to Diamond and Silk. We'll all recover. Yes, we celebrate her legacy. There's nothing much else to say. Sorry, Diamond and Silk. Goodbye. Now, let's move on to what I think are the more important issues, because Diamond evidently died unvaccinated, so this had nothing to do with the vaccine. But all over the United States of America, there are incredible numbers of deaths of very young people. I mean teens, I mean 20-somethings, I mean 30-somethings, I mean 40-somethings, and they're all dropping dead after vaccination. And the numbers are huge. Okay, mortality rates are the highest they've been in history. They're far worse than World War II. The numbers are just staggering. So I wanted to mention that in Las Vegas this week, two different teenagers in high school dropped dead. One playing flag football, and the other one just dropped dead, literally. He was about to join the Army. He was going to graduate this May and join the United States Army, and he dropped dead. And this isn't normal. It's just not normal. So while we feel bad for Diamond and Silk and Diamond's death, that's just death, right? That's someone who just happened to die. Things like that have always happened since the beginning of time. People die of cancer. People die of heart disease. People die. But the numbers of people dropping dead suddenly now all over the United States, almost all of whom, not all, but almost all of whom are vaccinated, are really overwhelming. And so Air Force Academy offensive lineman Hunter Brown dies suddenly while walking to class. Have you ever heard of that in your life? And this comes on the same week, you know, only a week ago that, or a week and a day ago, that Damar Hamlin literally dropped dead of cardiac arrest on a football field on Monday Night Football, and then he came back to life because the best medical personnel in the world were on the field, thank God, for an NFL game, and they brought him back to life, and he went to the hospital, and they put him in a coma, and he came out of it, and he's doing well. Okay, I don't know if he's ever, I assume he's never going to play football again. He may not even be able to resume normal activities the rest of his life. But he's alive, and he's speaking, and he's thinking normally, which is great. We say fantastic. But it's no coincidence that two people drop dead in Vegas, and this guy drops dead. And I don't know, there's been 20 more in the last day in the headlines, dropping dead suddenly, all of them in their 20s and 30s, many of them playing sports. And it just isn't a coincidence. When was the last time you heard about an offensive lineman leaving his dormitory to go to class and dropping dead? These are things that never happened until the vaccine. Never, ever, ever happened until the vaccine. Probably the funniest story, and I mentioned this on the show yesterday. It came out during the day yesterday, so I mentioned it. The funniest story that I've got is this Biden, I was about to say Trump, because every time I think about classified documents, I think I link it to the name Trump, right? But it's Biden who's now been found to have classified documents at his private office, and the DOJ is now investigating. Now, first of all, how could you ever trust that this biased, prejudiced, horrible, evil Attorney General Merrick Garland and his DOJ would prosecute Joe Biden, the President of the United States? But he should be perp-walked in chains, in leg irons from the White House. He had classified documents at a private office. This is what presidents and vice presidents and senators, this is what all politicians have done since the beginning of time, right? They've always had private offices. They've always had classified documents that somehow find their ways into their private office, into their files. They're not ruining the world with them, although in Biden's case, maybe he was handing them to China. And that's what Trump said literally today. Trump on the China connection to the classified documents found at Biden's private office. Trump said, how much more information has China been given? I think it's funny because Trump's turning the tables. Number one, why isn't Biden being arrested? Why isn't he being perp walked? Why isn't there an FBI raid at the White House for Biden? And number two, Trump didn't use them for anything. They were just sitting around in boxes. But Biden may have been handing private classified documents to China. We all know he's owned lock, stock, and barrel by China. The whole Biden crime family is in bed with China. They're bribed by China. They've made millions, maybe hundreds of millions with China. So who knows what they're giving China? So in Biden's case, it really is a serious national crime of spying, of treason. But in Trump's case, it wasn't. They're trying to weaponize things that every politician, every president does, and now they're getting a taste of their own, and it doesn't taste very good. Now, does it? Let's switch to the House, the new Republican House led by a guy I can't stand, Kevin McCarthy. But, you know, the thing is, can I say this on the radio? We got him by the nuts. I think you can say that, can't you? We got Kevin McCarthy right where we want him, and we're squeezing. Let me tell you, Kevin McCarthy, in order to get the gavel, in order to become the House Speaker, he had to promise conservatives that he would be nothing but conservative for the next 2 years and do everything a conservative, Trump, MAGA, America First congressman would want him to do. And if he doesn't do it, he's going to get kicked out and fired right away. So we've turned Kevin McCarthy into the most conservative House Speaker in history. So right off the bat, the very first thing he does is he passed a bill to rescind over $70 billion, not millions, $70 billion in IRS funding that was going to go to hiring 87,000 new IRS agents to hound, to harass, to intimidate, to destroy the opposition of the Democrat Party. That's why they wanted to hire 87,000. And by the way, I said this from day one. How could you hire 87,000 new IRS agents when there are no employees in the United States? You can't find an employee for a job in this country if your life depends on it. There are no employees. There's no one to work. And it's only going to get worse because more and more people are dying from the COVID vaccine and becoming disabled from the COVID vaccine. So where would you get 87,000 new employees who have to be specialized, who have to have, I guess, some sort of accounting degrees, right? I don't know if they have to be CPAs, but they have to have an accounting background or a legal background. You can't hire an illegal alien off the street straight from Mexico to be a IRS agent, can you? Maybe that's their game plan. But the good news is the very first act, symbolically, I think that's great. The first act is to defund the IRS in their attempts to hire 87,000 new agents. Now, let me tell you the bad news. The good news is they defunded the IRS. The bad news, and there won't be 87,000 new agents. The bad news is they didn't defund the IRS, and there will be 87,000 new IRS agents because not one article said this, but I have verified it in calls to brilliant tax attorneys today. They all agree. The House doesn't do this on their own unilaterally. The House could pass a bill, but it goes nowhere if it dies in the Senate. And if it happened to be backed by the Senate, which it won't be, because the Senate's controlled by Democrats, and that was where I said they stole the Senate. The Senate was rigged and stolen in 2022 the same way that the presidency was rigged and stolen in 2020. They did it all over again, except this time almost nobody's complaining because everyone's afraid. They all got canceled, right? The only guy who said this and didn't get completely canceled was Wayne Root. I've been screaming for 2 years now the 2020 election was stolen, and they tried to cancel me 100 times in 1,000 different ways, but they did not succeed. My career is exploding, and my footprint is enlarging. My platform is enlarging despite their attempts to cancel me. But most people are scared to death of being canceled, so they won't talk about the stolen 2020 election. So heaven forbid anybody were to mention the stolen 2022. I said from day one, the only thing they have to do is they have to protect the Senate, because then the House can never pass anything. And that's what the story is here, that no one wrote about in a single article yesterday. I read 10 articles at 10 different websites, conservative and liberal, that all said the House passed a bill to defund the idea of 87,000 new IRS agents and to cut funding to the IRS. Not one of them said the bill is dead on arrival because it will not get passed in the Senate. And if it did get passed in the Senate, it would get vetoed by Biden. Doesn't anybody know that you need three branches to pass a bill in the United States? The Congress or the House doesn't do it on their own. So nobody's talking about this. So the good news is, we're doing the right things in the House. We're bringing attention to the right things. But we can't. It's what I said. We could have won the House by 70 seats. It didn't matter. We were never going to pass a single bill for the next 2 years. And if things go to hell, and the country goes to hell, and the economy crashes, and the stock market crashes, and the world collapses, and we need to do something fast, there's going to be nobody to do it. Because the House can never agree with the Democrat Senate, and you can't do it unilaterally as just the House. And so for the next 2 years, we're in a stalemate, and nothing is going to get done. And I don't want compromise. I don't want compromise with communists, sorry. So good luck. Nothing is going to get done. The only good news, the really good news, is that McCarthy is literally booting from committees Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell and Ilhan Omar. They're all getting booted from their committees, and that's good. That's really good, especially considering that, in my opinion, Swalwell is a traitor to the United States of America. He's having an affair with a Chinese spy. How is he still a congressman? How has he not been indicted for treason? I have no idea. How he's not been kicked out of Congress? I have no idea. Matt Gaetz, by the way, who's fantastic, says the imperial speakership is over. Nancy Pelosi will be the last imperial House speaker because of all the concessions that we conservatives forced upon Kevin McCarthy. So little good things are happening.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root, and it's time to teach a lesson to corporate America.
If companies go woke, we will make them go broke.
I am so excited to tell you about an online store run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com.
This is the answer to inflation.
Hundreds of household products you're already buying, already using, but much better quality at far lower prices, and all made in the USA by an America-loving company run by conservatives and patriots.
Cindy and I love shopping here.
GreatPatriotStore.com. Plus, you'll save time and money on gas, not having to drive to the store. You buy direct from GreatPatriotStore.com, and your order is shipped to your doorstep. Just like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. So go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made-in-America products at a much better price, delivered to your front door. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com.
That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. You know how much I believe in natural, holistic methods for healing. I've talked about this for years on my show. Now I'm so excited to tell you about a sponsor that will help transform your life. Global Healing. They're an advanced natural wellness company that's been around for over 25 years, spearheaded by Dr. Group, who has been gracious enough to share 25-plus years of knowledge and research in an online course that will have the latest cutting-edge advanced natural protocols he's used as a wellness advisor for the world's top billionaires, influencers, celebrities, Hollywood stars, even President Donald J. Trump. This course is the key to having more energy, vitality, and health. Gain the tools and knowledge necessary to activate your body's own self-healing mechanisms and eliminate the root cause of disease. Protect your family and live the healthiest life possible. Get a 30% discount on this course today by visiting globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war and get 30% off. globalhealing.com/war.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Ruth, the sponsor of this segment. And by the way, don't go anywhere because I've got something really important to tell you in a sec. Nevada Corporate Headquarters is the sponsor. It's 2023. This year I want you to take control of your own life and start a business or even just a side business. It's time to take your future into your own hands and beat the globalists at their own game. And I want you to control your financial future and protect your hard-earned wealth with a bulletproof Nevada LLC. No matter where you live, a Nevada LLC can work for you. Nevada's where I live and choose to do business, and you should too. NCH, Nevada Corporate Headquarters, is giving away copies of their book, The Nevada Edge, free. This book is packed with information and strategies to start your business, protect your assets, and keep you safe from lawsuits and the government's prying eyes. Visit NevadaWar.com for your free book. That's Nevada War for Wade Alaroot. NevadaWar.com and get your free book today. NevadaWar.com. 30 years in business and rated 5 stars with more than 14,000 reviews. NevadaWar.com. Get the Nevada Edge free. No matter where you live, by the way. All right. So I said important information. Couple things I really want to tell you about. Number one, the American Heart Association has a new study out that shows a link between COVID vaccines and heart inflammation. Duh. You think, really? Wayne Root isn't a doctor. Wayne Root isn't a science. Wayne Root, a scientist. Wayne Root isn't a medical expert. And yet, I knew this for almost the entire last 2 years, that the COVID vaccine causes heart attacks, heart inflammation, myocarditis, pericarditis, and just death. sudden death, but the American Heart Association now says it, so it must be true, right? We listen to experts in this country. Experts really don't know anything. Common sense people know more. I think the other important thing I wanted to tell you about is there's a groundbreaking new book out about Pfizer, and it sends shockwaves because they call Pfizer basically a criminal enterprise. And what does it say? Exactly what I told all of you. I told you that the trial documents, in other words, they did a trial, right? I think they call it a pretrial. They did a trial of the COVID vaccine, and over 1,200 people died in the first 90 days, and they covered it all up, and they wanted to keep this information hidden from you for 75 years. Now, if you listen to my show every day, you've heard this before. I told this to you many times, but it's still, just like the American Heart Association study, it's great to hear when somebody backs you up, that I'm not dreaming, I didn't make it up, I'm not exaggerating. The new book is called Pfizer Documents Analysis Reports. 75 years, that's how long Pfizer and the FDA tried to hide the Pfizer documents from public view, long after just about everyone affected by it would be dead. It wasn't until renowned attorney Aaron Seary led a Freedom of Information Act case against the FDA that a federal judge ordered the files to be released. So what exactly is within those documents? Thanks to thousands of highly credentialed and brave volunteers, much of the heavy lifting has been done. Let's take a close look at three of the now 50 Pfizer reports that Pfizer and the FDA did not want you to see. So report number 11, the FDA fails to mention a risk of heart damage in teens. Evidence suggests the FDA and Pfizer must have known that the mRNA injections were causing myocarditis in teens when they granted emergency use authorization for adolescents in May 2021, because a peer-reviewed article floating around that time acknowledged the risk of myocarditis post-inoculation. The initial report established the serious problem of myocarditis in adolescents following mRNA inoculation, and it was first published in June 2021. That was 1 month after the FDA received the priority review to basically legalize this vaccine for 12 to 15-year-olds. This raises the question about what the FDA knew and when they knew it. Just like Watergate, what did they know and when did they know it? This whole thing is a scam. Report 37, Pfizer, the FDA, the CDC hid proven harms to male sperm quality, testes function from mRNA vaccine ingredients. So there's another one. They literally are, it's a disaster. This is a disaster. It caused a staggering drop in semen and total motile count. Basically, you're not going to have kids anymore because of the COVID vaccine. And they hid that. Report 50. 20% of post-jab strokes are fatal in the 90 days following the Pfizer vaccine rollout. Wow. Wow. This is incredible information they tried to bury for 75 years. 275 people suffered a stroke suspected to be attributed to the vaccine between days 1 and 41, and 50% of those occurred within 48 hours after injection. All 300 stroke adverse event reports affecting 275 different patients within the Pfizer document were classified as serious. One in five was fatal. 32% never resolved. 28% had an unknown outcome. And three suffered very rare deep brain clots. And they wanted all this information buried for the rest of all time. Criminals, folks.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
War now!
USA News Update. President Biden met today with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Mexican President Obrador, the three-way summit to discuss issues facing all three countries.
And together, we've made enormous progress since our last summit, from COVID, fighting COVID-19 and strengthening our ability to address public health threats, to investing in and building a 21st century workforce.
Following the meeting, President Biden said cooperation between the nations has led to a decrease in both human and drug trafficking. California's drought may be coming to an end thanks to 2 weeks of torrential rains. National Weather Service said the same sort of winter storms in 2010 and 2016 helped end droughts in California. And an Oklahoma porch pirate is behind bars after attempting to conceal his identity during the robberies by wearing a pair of women's underwear on his head. Tulsa police have surveillance footage of the would-be criminal wearing the panties while attempting to steal packages. John Schaefer, USA News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. I've got these texts coming in fast and furious. Second high school student dead in a week from cardiac event in Las Vegas. Jordan Brister, 18, died of sudden cardiac arrest for no reason at AMP Plus Academy. Collapsed after gym class. Ashari Hughes, 16 years old, suffered cardiac death on Thursday playing flag football. My great friend Kip just sent me this one. Died suddenly. Another one died because the United States military refused to stand up for what was right and force vaccinated all of their service members. Those who refused were purged, but at least they're still alive. So another military man died suddenly. The stories are just fast and furious of all the sudden deaths. It's just incredible. By the way, the military one was a U.S. Air Force Academy cadet. Hunter Brown died Monday after suffering a medical emergency while on his way to class. I talked about that in the first segment of the show. So they're just dropping dead at a young age, fast and furious. Very, very sad. Sponsor of this segment, Patriot Store. .com, greatpatriotstore.com. If you want to teach corporate America a lesson, if companies go woke, we'll make them go broke. This is the way to do it. It's an online store run by conservatives and patriots. Greatpatriotstore.com. This is the answer to inflation. They've got hundreds of the household products that you are already using and already buying at much better quality at far lower prices, and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, a multi-billion-dollar company, by the way. Greatpatriotstore.com. Just like a Costco or a Sam's Club, you need to become a member. So go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form. Someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. GreatPatriotStore.com. Everything made in the USA. Everything sold by conservatives, patriots, Christians. And most importantly, this is the way to beat inflation. Everything at much lower prices. GreatPatriotStore.com. All right, our guest is here, Josh Manning, senior news editor, WesternJournal.com, to talk about today's most popular stories at WesternJournal.com. Josh Manning, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Wayne, always a pleasure. Thanks for having me. Happy New Year.
Hey, thank you. Happy New Year. I see that, you know, it was my idea. I was the guy who came up with the idea that Trump should have been House Speaker. I wish he had taken me up on it, but he never wanted to do it. But I see you've got a story that Trump told General Flynn when he was at Mar-a-Lago last week that he would be willing to serve as House Speaker, right?
Yeah, this was great. It was an exclusive that we ran. We ran it back Friday. The story did super well, and people were just excited by the premise. Like you said, you've talked about it before. We've run a couple pieces just playing with the idea. But then General Flynn made contact with us and said, hey, this is the conversation I had. And Carrie Lake also, you know, we're out in Phoenix. We track with her pretty closely. Carrie Lake also confirmed that the same thing had happened. She said, I talked to President Trump last night and told him he'd be a great House Speaker and he should do it. I said he could take Congress from the most hated branch of government to the favorite branch. And I don't think she's maybe wrong about that. Imagine what Congress would look like if you had Donald J. Trump running it. It would be unbelievable. They would actually finally get things done, Wayne. Or am I being stupid to think that, or is that realistic?
Well, no, you remember this was my idea on January 30th, 2021. I was the first guy in the country to write about it. Days after Biden became president, I wrote about it. And Trump came on my show, and I told him, and he agreed it was my idea. He said I was the first in the country to come up with it. And I told him he'd make a great House Speaker, and he should do it. And he just never seemed excited about it, never, ever. You know, all of his signals he was giving out to me indicated he would never, ever do it. Right. I saw him in person a couple of times. Remember, I was on my honeymoon last year in Mar-a-Lago, and then I saw him here in Vegas at an event, and both times he said, I don't want to do that. So I think he plays chess at a much higher level than you and me or anybody else, and I think he just accomplished what I wanted without being the House Speaker. He is now effectively the House Speaker because McCarthy had to agree to so many things, and he agreed to all those rules with with all the, you know, the Freedom Caucus people that are Trump people, that are all America First MAGA people. So McCarthy is now literally beholden to Trump. He knows he elected him, and he literally is tied up with all the rules by all the Trump congressmen. So for all intents and purposes, Trump is now the de facto House Speaker directly from Mar-a-Lago. So he did it without ever having to do the hard work of the job. So Trump's a little smarter than you and me, and he got it done.
Well, there is no question the guy plays chess on an insanely high level. You know, we used to talk about 4D chess, and then it became like 5D and 6D. And that's part of what's so clever about him is you can't tell. He's got the cowboy thing going on. You can't tell how much of what he's doing is deliberate and how much he's making up as he goes along, which makes it unbelievably hard to predict what he's going to do, which was one reason that Ukraine was never invaded when he was in office. That happened after Joe Biden got in office because it was so easy to predict what Biden would do. And we know that Trump told Putin, Trump has said, I told Putin, Vladimir, if you go after Ukraine, you lose Moscow. And Putin would know that that's a complete joke if it came from McCarthy. But Trump was unpredictable enough that he had no idea. And so the man's unbelievably clever.
He's always got an agenda, and I never quite know what the agenda is, but usually tends to work out. So I think Trump did not want the hard work of being House Speaker. It really is hard work. I think he wants to enjoy the next 2 years and play golf and then go give a few speeches in front of 50,000 people.
Agreed.
That's Trump's way of doing things. And now he gets to be House Speaker without doing the work of House Speaker, and he gets to do it from Mar-a-Lago, you know, which is his favorite setting in the world. So I think it all worked out according to the way Trump wanted it to work out. So
that
sounds
actually like a very fun article to me, Wayne. You need to write the article. Trump just became Speaker of the House.
I was going to write it. Listen, I was writing it on Monday morning. It was in my calendar right at Monday morning, and I never got to it because I get so busy. I've said it on the air 20 times, but I never got to it. But if Western Journal will publish it, and this one has nothing to do with stolen elections or vaccines, if Western Journal will publish it, we'll write it for you. So I'll try and do it tomorrow morning, all right?
And I want to clear something up on that just so the audience knows. It's not that we're against talking about vaccines or elections. It is that big tech, folks, you have never seen anything like the way big tech will land on you if you mention vaccines or if you mention elections.
Well,
it is unbelievable. Tens of thousands of dollars to big tech attacking us over those things.
Josh, you know I'm back on Twitter, right? They reinstated me on Twitter.
Yes.
And I'm being massively shadow banned just like I was in the past. In other words, they always shadow banned me on Twitter, and then they banned me, and I was gone. Now I'm back, and I'm being shadow banned again. You know, it's impossible to believe the things that I write get read by like 20 people or less. But everything I write gets read by 20 people at Twitter. So you know I'm being massively shadow banned. You know, it's terrible.
The issue, and people don't understand kind of how the machine learning and the AI works. The issue is that the people who write these algorithms, you know, maybe they want to be unbiased, but the problem is we're all biased. And if you write something, you write a program and you're biased, your bias is going to show up in the program. And everybody who works in Silicon Valley, everybody who programs this stuff, they are all on the left. So all of these algorithms, it's not just that liberals are making decisions. It's not just that leftists are making decisions. It's that they built these algorithms that make all of these decisions for us. So you can have Elon come in. He can clean house. He can get rid of the extreme liberals. But until they ditch the algorithms that were programmed by these leftists, we're going to keep getting the kind of trash you're talking about right now. It is because they built it. We've got to burn all of that.
Well, you probably just explained what's happening to me. In other words, Elon Musk Elon Musk probably fired all the bad people, but it doesn't matter because he has no new people to fill their shoes yet, and the algorithms are still there. So I'm screwed. Every time I mention vaccine deaths, they probably demote me another level.
I guarantee you. I bet you $100 right now if we could ever prove it. Maybe one day we will. He's released a lot of docs. Maybe he'll release more.
Yeah, well, I just pleaded with him this morning. I literally sent to at Elon Musk, I said that it's very clear that we now know from documents you've released that the FBI and the CDC and the DOJ, all kinds of government agencies, were demanding that people be censured and fired.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I really want you to release everything related to my name, Wayne Root, because I guarantee you, you will find that there were direct orders from the Biden administration to fire Wayne Root. Yep. So,
I love
you know, by
it.
The way, by the way, I was banned for life on the 8th of February, 2021. So that was just days after Biden was inaugurated on the 20th of January. Just like 2 weeks later, I was ordered, terminated from Twitter. You know it was a Biden administration person that ordered it. You just know it.
Well, so. And it's so funny, Wayne, because when you say stuff like that, okay, maybe on February 9th you say that and it's and people believe, well, it could have been. But now what's happened over 2 years? The documents have come out. You said it a minute ago. We know the Biden administration was pressuring them, not just to deal with topics, but to deal with people who were problems to the Biden administration. That's why you got hit. That's why Trump got hit. It's why named person after person after person who got nailed. And it was because of this cabal of government agents, the intel complex, that Eisenhower tried to warn us about it. General Flynn warns us about it. They came together and they said, we are going to destroy the First Amendment rights of people who disagree with us. I think there's a criminal case here based on 18 U.S.C. 241. We can talk about that later.
Yeah, here was my tweet, by the way. Elon, this is just earlier today. Elon Musk is releasing emails proving FBI and Biden government ordered censoring and banning of anyone criticizing the CDC and their rules. Come on, at Elon Musk. I know my lifetime ban by Twitter on February 6, 2021, was ordered directly by the Biden government. Release the emails. Biden and his real boss, Obama, wanted me gone. That was my tweet directed at Elon Musk this morning. I hope he releases the emails involving my specific case, because you will see I was that important to the Biden administration. Barack Obama hates my guts. Tried to destroy me with the IRS. He's the real president of the United States. Biden's a puppet. Obama once again ordered Wayne Root to be removed from Twitter. Guarantee you. We'll be right back. More with Josh Manning, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. Be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Alla Root.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alla Root. It's 2023. Can you believe it? This year, I want you to take control of your own life and start a business or even just a side business. It's time to take your future into your own hands and beat the globalists at their own game. Control your financial future and protect your hard-earned wealth with a bulletproof and private Nevada LLC. No matter where you live, a Nevada LLC can work for you. Nevada's where I live and choose to do business, and you should too. NCH, Nevada Corporate Headquarters, is giving away copies of their book, The Nevada Edge, for free. This book is packed with information and strategies to start your business, protect your assets, and keep you safe from lawsuits and the government's prying eyes. Visit NevadaWar.com for your free book. That's NevadaWar.com. With over 30 years in business and rated 5 stars with more than 14,000 reviews, NCH has helped tens of thousands of Americans start a business and protect their assets, and they can help you too. Visit NevadaWar.com. That's NevadaWar.com for your free book.
Hi, this is Wayne Alla Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds in the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Alla Root. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineered Tax Services ETS can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they've saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineer Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit engineeredtaxservices.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. The Root's on fire. Coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada. VRA is the sponsor of this segment of the show. VRA standing for Vertical Research Advisory, the global investment and economic newsletter founded by Kip Herridge, my great buddy of 20 years, back in 2003. I've known Kip the entire time. He's at his newsletter. He's beaten the market 16 out of 19 years. I'm a witness to all of them. He's also a proud fifth-generation Red Pill Texan. For more than 30 years, he was a leader in the financial industry on Wall Street, and then he realized Wall Street didn't care about the average investor. The average mom and pop was getting crushed by Wall Street. They only cared about their commissions. And Kip left to found VRA, and he's just destroyed Wall Street 16 of the last 19 years. The guy's amazing. He's the Nostradamus of Wall Street now. He's got a crystal ball. Now he's going to prove to you how good his VRA system really is, exclusively for my fans. He's offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks, and his best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free as well. But the important thing is to get that 2 weeks free of his VRA newsletter. Trust me, you will be on for life. You will just be in love. You will be addicted once you get used to 2 weeks of Kip Herridge's comments about the economy and Wall Street and stocks and bonds and real estate and everything else out there, gold and silver, crypto. The guy's amazing. Join now at VRAinsider.com. 2 weeks free and his book free, VRAinsider.com. You'll come for 2 weeks. You'll stay for life. All right, Josh Manning is back with us, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com, with today's most popular stories at Western Journal. Let's stay with the General Flynn stories, because we started with General Flynn's story that he saw Trump in Mar-a-Lago, and Trump said he would serve as House Speaker if asked. Another exclusive from General Flynn, one rule House just adopted set to expose FBI, DOJ, Intel, Deep State. Tell us what that means, for what that shorthand really means.
Yeah, absolutely. So you and I were talking earlier about the hoops McCarthy had to jump through to get a speakership. And essentially, mm-hmm. Trump is now Speaker of the House because McCarthy had to agree to so many provisions. Well, one of those provisions was the consideration of, and I'm going to quote this, a resolution establishing a select committee on, here it is, the weaponization of the federal government.
That's
and,
great.
Wayne, earlier this afternoon, it actually went through. They are going to put a committee together.
And Jim Jordan's going to be the chairman, right?
Yes.
Jim Jordan, yeah.
Yep, exactly.
That's huge.
Right.
I mean, that's huge. So
it's massive. It ties in perfectly with what you and I were talking about just a few minutes ago, and that is how big tech colluded with the Biden administration to suppress freedom of speech for American individuals. We don't know how far it went as far as organizations go, too, but that is, I'm convinced it's a violation of 18 U.S.C. 241. There's jail time possible for that kind of collusion. I would love to see this committee actually do what it's supposed to do. And like you said earlier, we've got Trump. We've got Trump's strong Trump supporters who have been pushing this. I think the committee is going to do what it's supposed to do. But essentially what this will be is a new version of the Church Commission or the Church Committee from
yes.
Back in the 70s. And if anybody is not familiar with that, that was a committee in the House run by actually a Democrat named Church. And they have investigated the excesses of the intelligence community in those days. That was the thing that exposed MK Ultra and that exposed some other pretty nasty things that the U.S. government was doing. And they were appalled. If you read Church's comments, and you can read those if you go to Western Journal and just type in General Flynn, one rule, that'll get you to the story. But you can read some of Church's comments. Church was appalled that the NSA was reviewing, I think, a few thousand telegrams every, pardon me, 150,000 telegrams monthly. That was enough to appall Church then. Think about that, Wayne, compared to the billions and billions of pictures and texts and emails that the NSA looks through daily. It's nothing compared to what it used to be, and I think it's going to come out.
I think my memory serves me. It was, I can't remember his first name, but it was Senator Church from Idaho, I believe. And he was a very moderate, pro-defense, you know, kind of low-tax Democrat. In those days, you could actually be a semi-conservative kind of blue dog Democrat from Idaho. And today, that kind of Democrat doesn't exist anymore. Church was a moderate kind of decent guy. Kind of a, he'd be a Republican today. So, you know, all those moderate Democrats, blue dog Democrats, would be Republicans today. But I think he was from Idaho, if my memory serves me.
He was from Idaho. It was Frank Church. And, yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, it's the same way Jack Kennedy would be a Republican today. I think LBJ would still be about as deeply embedded into the Democrat Party as possible, but the more reasonable Democrats in those days surely
do. All right, we got 1 minute left. We're on the way out, but in 30 seconds, sum up the ex-soccer star who would not go woke and got a major award. What happened? Quickly.
Yeah, Kirsten Hinning. She was benched after she refused to kneel during a college soccer game. Coach benched her, filed suit, got a $100,000 settlement just now. So the college is paying dearly for stupidly trying to tread on her First Amendment rights.
She refused to kneel, and that's considered bad in America today. Isn't that amazing? Colleges are just such bastions of communism. It's amazing. They hate this country. Traitors. Josh Manning, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. Go check out the biggest stories in America at WesternJournal.com. And mine will be there by the end of the week. I'll get it to Josh. The real House Speaker is President Donald J. Trump. Thanks, Josh.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.